Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Good morning, Saturday morning, live from San Diego, California. And, you know, I've had a show before, as you might have noticed, under Totally Traumatic Brain. That is sort of my signature. A little bit about me before we head into some complex subject matter, and that being lesbians. I'm an author of Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain. You can find that on Amazon. The book of poetry, lesbian poetry, love, complications, survival. And this book, it launched in 2009. It has a beautiful cover. I was just looking at it. I have it here. And it's a cabin in Mendocino County where I used to go and write. Just absolutely beautiful, wonderful memories. And my new book is finished now, but I don't have a publisher yet, and that's, the short title is called Keys. And what that is similar to counting. Counting begins in the first part of the book with poetry regarding my recovery. I was sort of growing through writing from the very beginning, and my mom kept these poems and drawings I did. The second half is me sort of through the gauntlet, through the recovery. Not that you ever recover from brain injury. You may know somebody with traumatic brain injury. And we're a pretty quirky bunch. So Keys isn't published yet, but that's coming on board pretty soon, I hope. That is about having traumatic brain injury is not an easy lifestyle. And anybody that's lived with me will tell you that. I am quirky, and I'm weird, and I'm unique. And I'm all the things we all are, a mixed bag. And I also wrote a script, lesbian script. It's not really, the focus isn't lesbian. It's not Bound from 1997, even though I want to bring those kinds of films back that are absolutely lesbian. We don't have anything today. I actually turned on the TV this morning and just looking for something to mind my time while I was doing some other tasks. And by George, if there wasn't a lesbian, and that doesn't come around very long, everything I watch in film is very male dominated, it's very heterosexual dominated, and it's very violent dominated, male violence. So these are some topics that I want to explore. And most importantly, I really want to have dialogue about why we're socialist and why we're conservative. And I want to bring the two together. There's no reason for lesbians to be at odds. So this is Brain Damaged Radio from the past. I'm going to keep the Totally Traumatic Brain channel open because I'm going to probably be switching back and forth. But I came here today encouraged by a wonderful friend and lesbian support person who's just really amazing, her and her partner. So I owe it to her as to coming out of the closet. And who put me in the closet this time? It wasn't straight people. It wasn't men. It wasn't violence. It what brought me here was I'm pissed off. I'm just really angry, and I've been pacing the floors and looking at the news, and I've been dropped by every friend imaginable. And these are friends that I've known me for 17, 20 years, and all because I came out of the closet as a conservative. And then I went back in the closet. I went back in the closet because there was no support for me. So this radio show, I hope, will be something for everybody to vent, to discuss, to talk about, and I'm ready. I'm ready to go it all. Because I woke up one morning and, you know, I'm single, wanted to date, and the first thing I thought of was lesbians suck. And that's true. That's my perspective because of the treatment of each other. So my community, lesbian community, put me in the closet. And I want to tell you a little bit going back is that I had an accident, terrible accident at 17, auto accident. I wrecked my sports car and I was pitched out of the car on my skull, on my head. There were many broken bones in the skull and there were burns. But this show isn't about that. This show is about the lesbian community that I grew up in a second time, being born a second time from the accident. And there was a whole community, and it wasn't a heterosexual, you know, today it's all so, lesbians are so homogenized. It's you're all straight, but you just might sleep with a female. And we have a culture, and you're the first to go to bat for Black Lives Matter, Hispanic Lives Matter, but lesbian lives, don't we matter? Don't you think about lesbians and the younger? I'm here for the younger lesbians, because they need a community, whether they are recovering from drugs or alcohol or an accident. They need a community that loves them and embraces lesbian. I remember maybe in 1987 or something, because that's when I was growing up again, and there was a conversation about dropping L out of the LGBT community. I mean, the alphabet's so long now with TBI, I can't even imagine how long it is and what the rest of it is. But lesbian, the L, because we were so washed out by the gay men's voice, that we felt, we discussed as a culture whether we should do that. And I think actually looking at the lesbian community right now, I think that would have been a great idea. I had acceptance, I had love, and it didn't matter what my politics were. We were all talking about whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, or you're an independent, or you're green, or whatever. Are you pink? Are you blue? And we didn't care. We loved sisterhood. We were sisters. We were sisters, and we had something fucking in common, and that was that we were lesbians, and we've always been put in the closet. We put ourselves in the closet when we ran off. So I'm growing up again, okay, because the accident just wiped my childhood out and all of that. So I'm growing up again. And what I'm looking at is the National Task Force, National Lesbian Task Force out of NOW, when NOW used to be something. It became heterosexual as well. So, you know, lesbians seem to just not be able to hold, and I want to know why. What are your thoughts? Why lesbians can't hold on? Is it because they're told, oh, if you're a lesbian and you're politically a lesbian and you're, you know, embrace lesbians, you're a man hater? I remember that one. And it is just total manipulation. Like what's going on today, Queen Pelosi and her soldier bees or her servants in the White House have used the White House to spread hate and lies and fake news. Yes, fake news. You've heard that before. And we can stop this. We can change the world. And we did it one time. This is going to sound silly to you, you know, because women on motorcycles is very common today. But the joy of my first motorcycle, and I would stop, you know, you stop at the Rock Cafe or whatever, all the motorcycles, and I'd see motorcycles and I'd stop, take my helmet off. And at that point I had shoulder length blonde hair. Now it's very short. I go to a barber. So cool. Butch lesbian. That's what you do, right? So I pull my motorcycle in and guys are sitting on their bikes. I'm the only female. I don't care. I just want to have a beer and talk to people about motorcycles. I pull in and guys gather around my bike because I've always had really special bikes. And guys are gathering around my bike and out of his mouth comes, where's your boyfriend? Is this his bike? He let you take it? That's where I came from. And the lesbian community embraced me. I could go back and say, wow, you know, this really pissed me off. And what I would do, because I had half a brain, right, is I would get so angry, I would offer to race him. Well, I beat him. I skinned my knees around corners at 97 miles per hour just to beat him. And a little dangerous, you know, I'm a bit on the wild side. So, you know, this is the place I came from. I wasn't born into this heterosexual, bisexual, transgender, you know, universe. And that's all fine. And the other thing is, lesbians, just because we're part of this alphabet, we aren't glued to, if you don't accept trans, if that's not what your religion or your views are, you don't have to. But lesbians, oh my God, lesbians will damn you and stone you in the street if you don't love everybody. And choice has been taken out of our lives. And now we're just like snails. You ever want to see snails crawling across the sidewalk? That's what lesbians are today. And I'm pissed. Because where are you? Where have all the lesbians gone? So I had love and I, you know, was trying to get my head straight and my brain injury and live and have a good life as a TBI survivor. And I got, I remember my first job was a car washer for Hertz and a car jockey because I love cars. But I did get a part-time job with the Santa Barbara Women's Community News way back then. And I had the covers. I drew, I did the drawings, I did the poetry. And I remember I wrote an article on the Pritikin diet. And, you know, it just makes me laugh looking back because, you know, I just started reading about the Pritikin diet all these years later. So anyway, back to my book, Counting, as I said, you can find on Amazon Books. And my website, let me not forget that. If you want to reach out to me, you can call in here to this number. Your call-in number is 563-999-3475. But my website is totallytraumaticbrain.com. It is being developed. It's sort of, what do they say, under construction. So, yeah, it is. But I believe you can buy my book there. And I'm the one, if you buy the book on my website, I'm the one that's assigned it and put the sticky on it and mail it to you. So yeah, back to this morning, because film is real important to me because I have a screenplay and I was actually told it was excellent. It was marketable. And that's really good news. You want to always hear that. But then but if you make the main character a guy, black or Hispanic, then, you know, we can do some business. We can option your screenplay. And I said, no, that was 15 years ago. I'm still haven't gotten a market for the screenplay. I keep trying, but I did take some time off to just, you know, be depressed about it and hang my head low and think, what has the lesbian community come to? We need to demand lesbians in film, people. And it just amazes me that you've all just sat back on your butts and just absorbed into the atmosphere, just blended in with the sand and just no voice at all except for hate and violence and to support it. You're out there screaming and you're supporting because of the hate. It's so bad with Trump that people can't even, the conservative party, people can't even take an hour. I asked one friend, take an hour to watch something other than CNN and MS, whatever. Just take some time. Before I made my decision, I balanced. I watched CNN and I saw the lynch mob mentality and I saw the for the violence. And then when our nation was burned, I mean, I couldn't belong to any party, period, that burns my nation to complain. And want change. So now we're pushed back 100 years. I mean, that's just what's happened here. Socialism will do that to you. So anyways, the show I watched is 60 Days. And there was a lesbian couple, and she didn't murder anybody, and they didn't kiss. No lesbian kisses. I mean, men are in every single thing I watch. And I don't do a lot of TV because it makes me angry. So I try and just be really careful about that downtime. I rather write. But I do watch TV for entertainment. My dog likes it. Kane is my dog. And so 60 Days is actually a really good show, and briefly, it is where, what is it, something like 8 volunteers go into prison, jail, and because they want the sheriff, the new sheriff wants to, sounds like a good movie, actually, the sheriff of the town wants to know from fresh eyes what jail is, because it gets biased when it's from the corrections officers, is biased from the prisoners. So it's really interesting, and I was shocked because when she made her appearance and said who she was, I mean, she's a butch lesbian. I could spot us from 100 million paces. So I went, oh, good. That actually kept me in the show. I might not have even continued the show, but that kept me in the show because it's so rare. And so she actually is was a police officer and doing this because she wants to see the other side. So they went through all the people, females, males, and that are volunteers, and we met their husbands or their wives and their children. And then, you know, I just had this right before the lesbian came on again. I just thought, you know what? They're not going to show. I know she's in a relationship and they're not going to show it. And if it wasn't 10 seconds later, there she is in the restaurant with her partner, and they have a young child. And I went, yes, we're represented for 5 minutes. And you've got to really start fighting for lesbian, unless I'm totally wrong. Now, I could be the only lesbian in the country. I mean, I'm prepared for that. I'm prepared to do this show, and nobody gives a shit. But I have to do it because I'm angry and I have to vent this somewhere. And I did have the show before and I really loved it. I was very shy when I did it before, kind of nervous and scared. You know, you still have that, especially when Blog Talk Radio comes on. I'm not knocked over my seat thinking, oh, well, who's going to be on the radio looking around? Anyway, so that's a good show, but there's a lesbian. So you get to see one. Women's sports is another thing that really aggravates me. I don't even know her name, actually. She didn't make much of an impact with me, but she was responsible for the women's soccer team winning the gold last Olympics. And she was invited to the White House, and she refused it. Very, very cocky and beating the chest sort of mentality in the same way. And, oh, I'm a socialist, and I'm not going to do it. How rude. We have become rude. What is wrong with a lesbian shaking the hand of the president of the United States, whoever it is? That's the president, for God's sakes. And she just, you know, gave it the third finger. Well, guess what? Now there's not going to be any women's sports. How do you like that? Think about it. Just think about it for a minute. You're siding with the violence and the burning and the anger and the spitting and the border crisis, where we've got all these children, sex traffickers, and are picking up the little children, and they're housed, 9,000 were housed here near San Diego, and they look like hot dogs. They're literally in foil packages, piled up on each other. That's you. That's what you've done. If you're, and there's no Democrat Party anymore. Nobody can bullshit me into that. It has become, and that's why conservatives are fighting back. We're fighting for something. What are lesbians fighting for? Well, this lesbian would like to find a date that's not a freak and socialist. And, you know, other lesbians are fighting because they want their voice heard. So I'm putting out the test here. So we'll see. We'll see. Like I said, I could be the only, I know the only lesbian where I live, but I could be the only lesbian left on earth. And, you know, I'm older and a dinosaur, of course, but I have something to say to you because what I lived through. See, anyone younger that's been brought up in this heterosexual environment and absorbing into the heterosexual and gay men, I was a runner up for an important screenwriting competition. That's kind of how I started out when I wanted to try and make an impact. And I was at the time working with a very famous screenwriter, producer, and he mentored me. And I frustrated him a lot because the TBI, I don't know what a beat is still to this day. I don't get it. So anyways, so I had that. So I entered a contest, women's contest. And I got beat out by a guy. Now, lesbians today say, oh, you gotta do that. You gotta step back. It's, you know, it's all right. You know, men need care too. And there isn't any place. And when I was growing up for the second time, there were women only film, you know, competitions and script writing. And there was a chance that a woman could get exposure, a female could get exposure. And I'll bet you I'm not the only screenwriter in the United States that can't get a break, especially if there's a female character, a lesbian female character. And even though it's not a lesbian movie, as I said, it is the lesbian character, main character, but it's a drama, I got to get tongue-tied on this, it's a drama, crime, romance story. And I, you know, it needs to be said. So since that didn't happen, because it's the film that's going to break lesbians through. And since I can't seem to sell that, I decided to do the radio and just test it and see if there's anybody out there. Back to women's sports. Women don't speak up at all. I see this on Facebook when something's up about trans, you know, so I get confused, pardon me, but I, you know, sort of get that left brain thing. But it's, you know, male to female competing in women's sports. The whole reason women's sports, we've been beating the guys. And I think that they're just rah, rah, that we're so stupid that we've just backed ourselves into a little corner here. We have completely just abolished. We should be fighting for co-ed pro sports. And that's what we did back in the day. And instead of this whole mess of now women have to compete with men, essentially. We don't fight against male violence anymore. Lesbians just went and jumped in and joined it. So I see the lesbians. Remember the Borg in Star Wars? That's how I see socialists and the Democrats that have sort of, as I said, I don't think there's a Democrat party anymore. However, have it's one mind, like Pelosi, you know, Queen Bee. Sad. It's sad. And so being pissed off is a good motivator. And, you know, and I'm meeting a few lesbian conservatives around. And, you know, we're all kind of struggling to be heard. But I have no desire to be heterosexual. I have every desire to support women and sisterhood. So I don't know what you think. And that's what I want to hear. So Trump. We have a few minutes left. I'm going to talk about Trump. Socialists seem to want to pick somebody that wins the popularity contest. Good teeth, really good teeth, slick back hair. They don't give a shit about action and what somebody's doing to this country and to California. It matters. All lives matter. Lesbians matter. You understand, because you won't have a dialogue. You don't know that we don't really like Trump. Conservatives, you know, he's got, his personality is really grating on your nerves, right? And is a overweight, pudgy, orange-haired white guy. I have nothing against white people. I have nothing against anybody. My friends, what's left of them, are all different sizes and shapes and colors. That's what the world I want to live in. I want to live in equality, not push back to, oh, if you discriminate, it's okay to discriminate against white people because they're so privileged, you know. Well, I've been discriminated against my whole life, and really recently, I was verbally assaulted by coming out of a restaurant here in San Diego. He was yelling, "You want to be a man? You want to be a man?" So that's what socialism. That's what you brought. So Trump is action, and he made this country for everybody. Everybody. Conservatives don't want to censor you. They don't want to shut you up. They don't want you to put you in a closet. They want prosperity for everybody. If you want it, if you want to be on government benefits, stay on government benefits. But leave the government benefits for the people who really deserve it. So Trump comes along and he saves America. But socialists can't, this is what I need to understand. Socialists can't like somebody who has made a better America for everybody. There's nothing wrong with rules. Look at Biden. He's demented. And Kamala Harris, I know her. I work down the hall from Kamala Harris, the vice president of this country. I worked with Christina Pelosi, Queen Pelosi's daughter. I worked at a very political office. I'm a lawyer. And maybe that's why politics drives me so much. Because it's kind of part of an education being a lawyer, to tell you the truth. But also, you choose it, and I choose it because I want to bring lesbians back. I want to bring lesbians together. I don't care what the views are. I want it to be okay for a lesbian to be a free thinker. If you're not just waving flags for everybody. But let me just say in the last couple of minutes, I'm really excited about this show. I was going to read you something from Counting that actually seemed, I just read it this morning, and I forgot all about it. Survival where dreams are lost. I'll save that for next time. Because I really wanted to just introduce a lot of stuff so we know kind of where we're going here. So Trump doesn't win any popularity contest, and socialists are afraid to look at what he's done for the country. And there's maybe a couple reasons for that. The socialists hate this country so much that through Trump, they're just going to do everything they can to destroy it. Biden was a good pick for you. And Kamala Harris, she's incompetent. So when the socialists figure out that Biden needs to go, he's unfit for office, I wouldn't have that guy as my president. I wouldn't even want him as my neighbor. I wouldn't want to stand in a grocery store line with that idiot. And think about yourselves, okay? Think about yourselves until next week. This show's actually going to go on Sunday. I have a very stressful day job, Monday through Friday, and I found myself a bit tired this morning, and I thought, I'm doing this show, nothing's stopping me. But Sunday morning at 10 is going to be better because I'll have that day in between where I can kind of just mellow out. Not too much, because this show is about fighting back, taking back. So we're about ready to end, and I'm just going to play my little music spot here, and I hope next time that I hear from you and we can get in a debate and we can actually teach and learn with each other. Okay? Have a great rest of the Saturday and an awesome Sunday, and we're going to wrap up here. I hope to see you next week, and have a listen. And also, you can chat on blog. You can also email me through my email on my website, or you can just use ptylerstanley@gmail.com. Love you. Let's talk. Till next time. I missed you. Caller, catch me next time. Okay, that went pretty good, Kane.